Attending med school can be tough.
It is, as people describe it, one hell of a bullshit ride.
So how do we survive as medical students?
Med talks, med life, med crisis.
Hear it all on MedCast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of MedCast. This is Ara.
And Karen.
This week, well, we've been gone for 2 weeks to try to adjust to online learning, and Karen has her first LEs. But we are back, and this episode, let's just have a conversation. Let's just have an anything goes episode and talk about med school, talk about things that we've been experiencing in the past few years, months, weeks, days, whatever. How was LEs, basically?
Stressful as fuck. Is there anything else to add? That's pretty much it, you know? There's nothing else I can say. Well, ngayon pa lang ako nagka-catch up ng sleep.
And I'm taking that away from you by recording this.
That's okay. I already slept for quite a long time na last night. But yeah, like for the past few days, I've only been sleeping 2 hours a day. And then I just go on Discord with my friends. There was one night wherein Ara joined us on Discord.
Yeah. What was the setup like with LEs? Like, how do you guys conduct it?
I don't know about you guys, but we have Zoom monitored exams. But I think mas marami lang talaga sa third year, because I asked sa lower years, parang one subject lang yung Zoom monitored exam namin. Whereas kami, I think it was four exams that were Zoom monitored. Although it's not all of the subjects, but yeah, it's like half of it is Zoom monitored. So what happens is they really prefer that you only have one gadget. So it's the one that has Zoom and Canvas on it. But then I believe kasi if you use an iPad to use Zoom and Canvas at the same time, mawawala yung video mo on Zoom. Yeah. Yeah, if you access Canva. So you can't do that because they need to see you the whole time while you're taking the exam. Because that, if they can't see you, then that just defeats the purpose of having Zoom monitored exams. So what they did was you can use two gadgets, but then the other gadget, the one that has Zoom on it, should be like positioned at the 4 o'clock. Position. So
wow, that's yeah. Super specific.
Yeah, so that you know they can see your surroundings. And then before starting the exam, they check your ID. So isa-isa kami, check your ID, and then they tell you to like rotate the webcam, the camera, to see. They want to see the surroundings because if like you have notes nakatabi mo,
that take though?
Okay, actually, this only happened talaga for one subject, OB, because they're really strict, apparently. So we were divided into breakout rooms, kasi, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, we were divided into breakout rooms sa Zoom. So there was like a proctor for like maybe 75 students. Like 1 is to 75, I don't know. That's just like a guesstimate. But yeah, so it's like mga 1 hour din, because exams start at 8 a.m. But then the meeting room is open by 7 na. So I think proctors can start checking as early as 7.
But I mean, if it takes that long, and say for instance, they checked you on like at 7 a.m. and the exam starts at 8 a.m., then can't you just like put your notes after you've been checked?
Yun nga.
I don't know. Like,
that's so true.
Defeat the purpose.
I thought of that too. But wala lang, just I don't know, honesty policy na lang.
Yeah, Yeah, it's really hard, like, monitoring and, like, being the one being monitored, actually. Well, in my case, I have had, is it 2 weeks? Yeah, I think it's already been 2 weeks of clerkship. My first rotation for this month is internal medicine, and it's just, I love it. I love clerkship, honestly. I love the toxicity it brings, but the thing I hate the most is the unpredictability of the schedule. So, start of the month, they gave us a schedule to follow na for this day, ito yung mga gagawin, ito yung activities. But then, every so often, it gets changed depending on the availability of the consultant. So, say for instance, my case discussion scheduled for 1:30 p.m. Tapos mamumove siya to as late as 9:30 in the evening.
Do students have a say on that? Parang, no, let's say don't. They... Oh!
We really don't. And they're gonna give you the reasoning na if in hospital duty ka naman talaga, then you're like, you're on call.
Right.
During your duty. So, medyo, I really don't know what to feel about it kasi my point naman yun.
Right.
But then again, you know, you have to take into consideration that you also have students who are from the province and are just going to the city just to get stable internet connection. Tapos, maghihintay ng sobrang tagal. Who knows, like maybe it could reach like up until 11 p.m. or something like that. We do have cases na umaabot. Sometimes interviews umaabot ng madaling araw. And ayun, it wala lang. It dun pumapasok yung toxicity. Hmm. Not so much so in the things that they're asking us to do, but in waiting. Nakapagod maghintay?
Hugot ba yun?
No, but it's true. Like kahapon lang, I had a case discussion scheduled for Thursday in the afternoon. And it got rescheduled to Friday. Tapos pagdating ng Friday, which was yesterday, parang unpredictable pa rin yung time. So they just told us, basta it's within the day. And we waited up until, well, safest na yung gauge namin is like 9 p.m. So if walang announcement after 9 p.m., then we're pretty much safe already to sleep. But yeah, we waited for that long for an announcement and it didn't come. So, yun, hindi namin, like even today, I was waiting on an announcement today of whether or not we were gonna make up for that case discussion, but hindi rin natuloy. So, I really don't know if it is an issue like with communication between the consultants and like the group representatives, or if ganun talaga yung nangyayari from the department level pa lang in relaying the announcements. So yun, it's very taxing. Like we don't have exams yet, pero the whole waiting for it and just, yeah, waiting for it, waiting for an announcement, not knowing if may discussion or wala, or if my recit, my interview, it's so mentally draining and physically draining.
I saw this meme that you shared. Sure. Yung parang good morning text.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, baby. But for us, it's a Zoom link.
It's true, though.
I can totally relate.
And, you know, like, we often, kasi kami, we do our meetings on Google Meet, mostly. So, it's code after code after code na may mix up mo na.
Yeah.
And, like, may isang beses, although this was last sem before I became a clerk, na nag-enter ako sa meeting. Tapos apparently, that room was for tomorrow evening pa. So like I was asking them, like, bakit walang tao dito? Wrong room.
But yeah, now that it's online classes, I feel like the props. I mean, I'm sure they don't mean it naman, but I feel like tingin nila they can just call us anytime. Na it's just so easy to access, you know, the Zoom link or like be present.
Right.
Just because we're at home, so technically we're not anywhere but home, so internet is super accessible, quote and unquote. But then that's not the case for most people, diba?
Do you think it would be right though to implement a time period na ito lang yung oras yes. na pwede kayong magkasi?
Yeah. Diba? Let's say parang from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. na latest. Especially since people have other duties pa, like at home.
You know, I can see na yung possible na iba tong argument with that suggestion is that di mo kasi ma-predict kung ano yung duty schedule ng consultants. So, halimbawa, they're on call for the most of the day and the only time they can really meet you is like, say, kunwari na lang 9 p.m. onwards. But then again, I have had meetings. I'm not sure if ikaw na-experience mo na, but I have had meetings na nagpe-present kami ng case tapos tinutulugan lang kami.
Oh, that's so sad.
Nang consultant and nang co-clerks namin, which honestly, like, you can't really blame them for either.
Okay.
Because it's like so late at night already.
Mm-hmm.
Pero doesn't doing that like defeat the whole purpose of, you know, just still having a class session?
Yeah. So what would you recommend for this whole situation to be better?
I really don't know. I just want to go back to the outside world.
That's the only way to make it better.
But you know, I have to commend some of the consultants, though, actually most of the consultants, kasi diba usually ang profs natin, they're older than us, a lot older than us. So I have to commend them for adapting well to this new setup.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we first did this podcast, I was ranting about like how long it took them to set up their slides and all that. Very ill prepared. So I think they're doing a much better job at conducting their sessions now compared to when this pandemic started.
If anything, sila nga talaga yung pinaka nahihirapang mag-adjust to online classes because they're not techie at all. At least us, we just have to adjust to the feeling of having online classes. But for them, it's, you know, the whole operating thing with technology. So yeah, props to them. And I've been seeing a lot of posts lately na don't be too harsh on your props or like be thankful for them because they're the ones who are really trying to still continue, you know, education.
I don't know if it's required in your classes, but turn on your cameras when you have lectures kasi sobrang nakakaawa yung ibang props. Ngayon ko lang na-realize because nakakwento ko before na yun nga, sometimes I just go inside the room, meeting room, and pag inaantok ako, I just go back to sleep. And it's like super nakakaawa if you think about it. Like the effort they put into it. Lectures last like on average an hour and a half. So they really take the effort to give you that time for you to learn. And so, pakita mo, kasi it really helps. It really helps facilitate a better discussion.
Mm-hmm.
If they're aware and if they really know that you're listening or just, you know, having your presence there, it really helps them.
Syempre, as a professor, they need feedback also. And it doesn't have to be like a verbal feedback. You know, just seeing your face. Now, there's actually someone listening to them helps them motivate them to teach more. Share ko lang. It's not really med school related, but something like Zoom participation related. Mm-hmm. I have a Zumba instructor friend. So,
fun ba yun? Zumba.
Pwede naman. Anyways, so she was conducting online Zumba classes for this certain company. Mm-hmm. And then she said the whole time, naka-off yung video ng Zumba participants, like only 2 or 3 out of maybe like 50 participants. Like 2 or 3 lang yung naka-on yung video. And, you know, as a Zumba instructor, you get that your energy from, you know, seeing your students dance as well.
Yeah.
Diba? So parang, it was so hard for her to conduct the Zumba class kasi wala kang nakikitang taong sumasayaw but like only 2 people. And then there was also this feeling na people were only in the Zoom meet to like watch or like make manyak, especially the boys though. So parang,
oh my God.
Yeah, so ang uneasy lang ng feeling for her since,
yeah,
you know, you don't know what the people are doing behind the cameras. That's why I turn on your cameras. Okay, you know what? But admittedly, I'm guilty rin naman. Especially 8 a.m. classes, girl. I'm really not a morning person. So, okay, every day, I really wake up at 8 a.m. I set my alarm at 8 a.m., not even 7:30, not 7:45, not 7:50, but at 8 a.m. So, saktong pagising ka talaga. I really turn on my laptop na. And syempre, you know, I'm super still sleepy and everything. So, especially when walang quiz, because there are some profs na require us to take like a formative quiz first before the class starts. So usually, mm-hmm, pag may quiz, gising na talaga ako because, you know, my brain has to work. Pero kapag diretsong lecture muna, girl, I'm a dead bitch. So, so I'm super guilty as in I don't turn on my camera and then I just, you know, put my laptop beside me and I just sleep. So merong mga times na nagugulat na lang ako. I wake up and then the class is done. As in, wala na yung Zoom. And then I message my friend, she, and then I ask her, hey, ano nangyari sa insert subject here? Sorry, nakatulog ako. I don't know what happened. When I woke up, nakita ko tapos na yung meeting.
So I'm guessing nangyari na sa'yo yung ikaw na lang yung nag-iisa dun sa meeting.
Ay, hindi naman. Nag-end naman yung meeting, thank God. Like, I can't imagine how embarrassing that looks.
Yung if alarm mo daw yung, thank you, doc.
Hindi nga ako nagigising sa thank you, doc.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
They don't require you to wear uniforms naman, no?
They do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, although for those who don't have their uniforms, let's say they're in the province right now and naiwan nila yung uniform in the city, they're allowed to like wear any white shirt. Actually, white shirt with collar nga eh, but then they're very lenient now. Like, I see people wearing like white sleeveless tops. So, whatever. Or what I do is, kung yaya, hindi pa ako nagbibihis, I just like put my my camera until my chin.
I hate people who do that. Let me just share, kasi parang, diba, the whole point, you need to have, alam mo yon, yung may perfect angle kapag nag-online classes ka, or like when you're just video conferencing with someone. I'm, no offense, but you know, it's etiquette. Kailangan kita yung mukha mo and all that. So like, naiinis ako sa mga ibang tao na pag nasa meeting, like half of their face lang yung nakita. Or yung ibang nga yung naka-focus sa kisame yung camera. Like, what the hell?
Alam mo yung meme? Yung Soko meme?
Yung mukhang, ano, whistleblower. Kumaintindihan. Imposible. Imposible na walang space talaga sa house mo where... I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Or if you know, you can just put a virtual background if ayaw mo pakita yung surroundings mo.
But anyway, okay, one of the things that I have been experiencing with this whole online class experience is, God, I feel so old, my lower back pain. Grabe. Ngayon ko lang na experience.
How old are you, Ara?
I'm 23, excuse me. But I feel so old. My body's deteriorating. Honestly, like, I have so many wrong things with my body and, like, it concerns me talaga kasi, you know, I keep active naman, I eat the right things, but why is my body deteriorating? I've never felt this, like, during classes, like, actual classes in the classrooms. And even last sem, when this whole online learning thing started, I never felt this. Ngayon lang talaga. And I'm not sure, like, what I'm doing wrong. Or if it's really constantly facing the laptop day in, day out. Wala na akong ginawa. Wala na, di na ako masyadong tumatayo. Kasi tuloy-tuloy yung session starting at 7 a.m. I'm not sure. Like, I even got a new chair, you know?
I got ergonomic ba to?
Yeah, I got a new chair na to better my posture and all that. I've tried the stretches and everything, but it's still there. It just won't go away. I've tried pain relievers already. Wala, it won't go away.
How bad is your lower back pain?
So bad as in every time I stand up, even if it's just for a short amount of time na nakaupo ako, say like 5 minutes upo ako, tapos tatayo ulit ako. If I twist, nagka-crack talaga siya agad. Like, every morning, I do, like, this spinal stretch, the twist.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling in the world. But at the same time, it's like you don't want to hear those cracks.
From 1 to 10, how bad is it?
Kasi tolerable naman siya. Okay. It's just, alam mo yun, yung constant feeling na nandun
siya. I get
siya.
It. Yeah.
So, I think, I'd say from 1 to 10, it's like a 6.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. That's pretty bothersome.
It's tolerable, but yeah, it's bothersome. It's like when you bend back, bend over, it's there.
I remember you posted on your IG stories. I think you were asking for tips on how to relieve lower back pain. Yeah, and then you even made an IG TV video.
Yeah. Because it was really, everyone was suggesting all these stretches, all these like, stress relief techniques. Like, someone even suggested a soundtrack I listened to, and I'm like, this is really gonna cure my lower back pain. But yeah, the music I actually used for that video was the music they suggested.
So none of those helped.
Yeah. It helped naman. It helped relieve, but to a certain extent lang. Kasi okay. Once I tried to do those stretches every day. When I wake up, before going to bed, in between classes, I do it. But it's still there.
So, hindi siya long-term management, no?
Yeah. What about you, though? I mean, you've so often ranted to me how sedentary you've become. Since...
Yeah. Literally, I only stay in my... Okay, because yung setup ko dito sa bahay, the couch is my bed. Because I don't like sleeping in my bedroom. So... And the couch happens to be beside the router. So, literally, I just stay in one place, like, for the most part of the day. So, I barely move, which is so sad. I mean, coming from a very... I've been active for, like, the past 4 years. And now I'm just sedentary. And my step counter is already crying. She has been crying for 6 months now because of my... inactivity. And kasi, okay, let's say yung mga norm, okay, what is norm again? Normal.
Wait lang, let's Google
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary. Non-athletic regular person.
There. Okay. Okay, yeah. So even the NARPs, non-athletic regular person. Even nung may face-to-face classes pa, and wala hang physical, like, you know, you don't do a regular exercise routine, may physical activity pa rin kahit papano, such as, you know, walking to class. You know. Hey. Eh ako, kahit malapit lang ako sa school, like, my condo is right beside the school, it still involves walking. Like, I would check my step counter and I would probably clock in mga 2,000 steps din a day, which is not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's just, you know, walking back and forth to school, but then now, girl, it's just like 200 steps a day. And that's just like me to the restroom and then to the kitchen. And that's about it. So yeah, I've been, it's just sad that, you know, it's how online classes have made me a sedentary person. So now I consider myself a non-athletic regular person. I'm in that category na rin.
Haven't you been doing like home workouts though?
I try, but then I really have bad time management. So okay, at least naman I work out at least lang once a week, but that's very little. That's very minimal because before I really used to lift weights, as in train powerlifting style. So heavy, I go hard. But then now I'm just, you know, pakit workouts lang, like yoga here, jump rope there.
Pang ano lang, pang IG lang.
Yeah, you know. Mema post lang.
Yeah, mema.
I mean, girl, it's still something though. It's fine. It's better than nothing. Hey. I always say, okay, my motto is petics workout is better than no workout. So yeah, that's so true, even though. if you just do it for the gram, at least you did something. Another thing that ano ba, I don't really like about online classes is the setup at home, you know, with a lot of people. Well, okay, we are four here at home in total. And before, it was just me lang talaga who was doing online classes. Now, kasi it's my brother also is doing online classes now. So, one is may kaago na ako sa internet. Before kasi, when I would have Zoom classes, I would tell everyone to like, hey, you can't use the Wi-Fi. Or like, you can only use it if it's important. But, you know, if I'm in a class, in a Zoom class, you're not allowed to use the internet. But then since now my brother has online classes na rin, then share kami sa Wi-Fi. So, you know, sometimes I get anxious lang, especially kapag exams and nagsasabay yung exam sa Zoom class niya. Sometimes I get worried na, oh my gosh, baka, you know, mag super laggy ng internet and then it would crash and all that.
But it's never happened naman.
It's never happened, thank God. Yeah, so far. So that's good. And like another thing is, syempre, hindi maiiwasan na, you know, there are people sa background, you hear them talking, especially since I don't take my online classes in my room. Like I'm in my living room the whole time. So syempre, may mga tao talaga here. And then, you know, I have to constantly remind them, shh, quiet. Like, I'm taking an exam, quiet. As in, and then minsan I'm super cranky and I'm like, can't you be quiet until 3 p.m. lang? Because, you know, I give them my schedule. Like, I'm only asking for this amount, like, this certain period of silence. Why can't you give it to me? Okay, let me just share a funny story. This happened, like, 2 days ago. Basta during LE week. During our Zoom monitored exams kasi, not only are we required to have our cameras on, but we have to unmute also.
Okay.
So imagine like 300 plus participants. You can hear all of the background noise.
Yeah, isn't that like super distracting?
It is.
Background noise lang, yeah.
Yeah, but so what they told us to do was just like lower down our volumes so that we can't hear. Gets mo ba?
Like,
we're unmuted, but then naka lower down yung volume so we can't hear the other people. But wait, let me just laugh because it was so funny. Okay, the exam was already starting. And And then biglang may sumigaw. Sabi niya, tumahimik nga kayo, may nag-e-exam eh. It was a student. It's so funny kasi nag-flash, you know when nagsalita ka sa Zoom, diba? Parang featured, what, ano ba yun? Naka-focus sa yung video. So, you could literally see his expression. How mad he was. And then, after that, I could see like, different, ano ba? Different other students, like, nag-pop out yung video nila. Tapos, natatawa din
siya. They were laughing.
Yeah. It was so funny. Yeah. Sorry, I just had to share.
I recall, like, a friend told me na one of his classmates, ano to? Because naka-unmute. Well, it was during a lecture, not an exam. Pero, I guess she forgot to unmute herself. Tapos parang pumasok ata yung nanay niya. Tapos parang sabi, yung mga panty niyo sinabit ka.
Is this legit?
This is legit. This is legit. My God, can you imagine? Like, oh, sobrang nakakahiya. But okay, moving on. Since we've spent so much time with online classes, let's move on to another rant. Actually, I remember kasi, like, I asked a question before when we started our podcast. My God, if it sounds like I'm so sabaw or my voice is kind of weird, it's because I haven't really gotten much sleep either. But okay, when we started this podcast, I asked on our Instagram, like, what people wanted us to talk about. And one of those was, what do we hate most about med school? Well, for me, it will always be the toxicity of medicine. And it is very timely for me to talk about this right now. Well, other than, like, what's going on with our country and the current state of, like, our healthcare system and, you know, how our government is responding to this pandemic. I just recently listened. What is wrong with my English today? Like, I just recently listened to a podcast as well by Rappler talking about how medical culture is toxic. Siguro, I want to focus on the toxicity of the hierarchy that exists within medicine. Because we've touched up on this, I think, a few episodes back. Or I think it was just the last episode.
Yeah, I think it was just the previous episode.
Yeah. Because it really is a toxic cycle. I don't know if, like, we can make people who aren't inside the field really comprehend how taxing it is, especially for younger doctors. Kasi you really don't have a say, especially if you're just a student or, you know, if you're a clerk. Pag clerk ka, diba, you know this saying na ikaw yung pinakamababa sa totem pole when you're a clerk. Like, even the nurses are higher than you. Ikaw talaga yung utusan. And, like, sometimes people refer to it nga. Like, the podcast I listened to, their guest said na it's pretty much free labor that the clerks are doing, if you think about it. Kasi he made this comparison to, like, lawyers, or rather, law students who do internship or, yeah, in any other internship, some of them get paid for it. Whereas clerks, not, you know, we do IV line insertion, we do NGT, etc. We do basic procedures, basically, and we don't really get paid for it. Tapos, yung... God, I'm just rambling. There's so much inequality that exists, basically, in medicine. And it... What do you call this? It propagates this, like, unstoppable hierarchy, this unending hierarchy, this unbreakable hierarchy that exists. Kasi, yun nga, if you're at the bottom of the totem pole, there's not really much you can do. There's nothing you can say to break the system. But the thing is, though, the thing that will really break the system is if you have a say in it, if you actually speak up about it. Kasi yun yung fear natin eh. Yun yung nag-exist. Yun yung, kumbaga, I don't know, something that we're afraid to confront.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as young individuals in the field.
Doesn't it happen to other fields also, not just medicine?
I'm not sure exactly. I'm sure it does, but I'm not familiar like with how it happens.
Okay, like let's say with the free labor thing, because I know most, if not all of the, let's say, undergraduate courses have internship too, and I could be wrong, but then I think architects, they're not allowed to take the boards until after 2 years of internship, I think. And in that 2 years of internship, they do a lot of work na rin. So, parang you could call it free labor na rin. So,
parang but I feel... Is that like within their degree or like parang comparable to post-grad internship now? You graduate and then you take the internship. Because I feel like those are two different things. If it's like internship, like what you and I did for sports science.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, like the things we did there, like yeah, pinapagawa tayo ng training programs paminsan-minsan. Pero hindi, parang it's for, you can gauge na it's really for experience.
Okay, I get what you're trying to say now.
Yeah, as opposed to if, because I dated someone before who is an architect. Architect nga ba? Basta somewhere along those lines. I can't even remember. I'm sorry. And he was mentioning to me like he was interning. Pero like graduate na siya. Like fresh grad siya. Tapos he was doing this internship first. But it's a paid internship. Ganun. So
okay.
I'm not sure if that's the thing that you're referring to. Because I think it would be a different case if after mo nang mag-school, then you do the internship. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, at least his is... Because, okay, the whole architect thing, internship, I was saying, I'm not sure if my friend was paid or not paid. So, if... Yeah, never mind.
Dapat lang kasi mag-gauge mo, or like mag-gauge natin would be the better word, na... You're really doing it for experience. Kasi totoo naman, like, how would you learn how to do those procedures if you don't do it for yourself? But the thing is, the disparity that exists talaga. Diba there's this doctor to patient or like healthcare worker to patient ratio that needs to be followed in establishments, mm-hmm. in hospitals or clinics. And hindi siya nasusunod. Kasi nga, let's just say, like, the elephant in the room, our healthcare system really isn't doing so well. kumbaga, panakip butas for that is yung clerks. So, the clerks are the ones that sort of, like, balance the ratio, if you will. Pero yun, I'm not particularly certain because I only hear this from stories from higher ups kasi yung grievances nila, it's really all the same, like no matter who you ask, even if it's from a different school than mine, it's still the same grievance.
Feel ko I'm not in that level yet to comment about like medical hierarchy kasi hindi ko pa siya na experience personally, so. But yeah, I can see it happening. And I'm sure I'm going to experience that too in the near future.
But, you know, all of what I said, well, all of what I rambled on, just to get to the point na the hierarchy that exists within the field is really difficult to break. It's like it would really take a lot of guts, and it would take, I don't know, collective efforts from younger doctors, I think.
Yeah, it's the younger doctors who can make the change, right? Because the boomer doctors, just let them be.
Yeah. And, you know, I've gotten responses from the last episode that we did. Na, these are responses from PGIs and people who are moonlighting currently. Na, they said, na, yun nga, you can't, don't do what your seniors did to you, yes, to your juniors. Kasi you'd only be
continuing the cycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Break the cycle.
What about you though? What do you hate about med?
Sa akin, it's not something new eh. I guess kind of in line lang din with yours, the toxicity of it. Well, at least I find it toxic. You know, how everything is just so fast-paced in med school. Right. There's no time to breathe. Like now, what I mentioned earlier, we just finished our first long exams. And so it's Saturday night now. Well, technically Sunday morning. And, you know, in a few hours, I should be worrying about school again, about, you know, the coming week. And I need to study my readings again, prepare for the second longs na, because I want to do better, lol. So yeah, parang everything is just so fast. I can't breathe. And that's, but you know, alam ko naman yung, huwag naman kayo magalit sa akin. Alam ko yung pinasa ko, okay? It's just, you know, sometimes it's just very overwhelming. And I'm sure you experienced that too.
Yeah. Now more than ever, actually. Yun nga, you can't reason it kasi na alam naman kasi natin kung anong pinasok natin. Yes, we do know it. But even if ganun yung case, if you're really in that position already, in any scenario, if you're faced with so many things, any normal person would be overwhelmed.
When I was like first or second year and I'd hear about third year, syempre hindi ko gets, like, okay, sige, third year kasi third year na sila, siguro ang daming ganap. But then like, now that I'm in third year, like, girl, ang daming ganap. Like, I remember when I was in first year, I was already stressed. And then when I got to second year, and then I look back at first year, I was like, oh my God, first year was so fucking easy. And then I was like, okay, second year is so hard na pala. And then when I got to third year, I was like, okay. I spoke too soon. Like, I think what makes third year very stressful is ang daming papers. Oh my gosh. As in, I enjoy naman like case discussions kasi they're really helpful. I learn a lot. As in, it forces me to like really learn about the certain topic or a certain disease, and like, you know, how to be better at like ano pa, processing, having that clinical eye, charot. But yun, kasi kami, after like the case discussions, we're required, actually before or after, depende sa subject, we're required to submit the paper. And oh my God, imagine how many subjects we have and how many discussion. How many case discussions we have in a week. And so that's like so many papers in a week also. And, you know, on top of that, we have to study for quizzes and the lectures also. So parang, girl, how?
But do you think na it would be a lot different if you were in the actual classrooms now?
Ooh, wait.
Kasi feeling ko, I don't know ha, this is just basing from my experience last sem. Dumami yung trabaho when we switched, when we transitioned to online learning.
In terms of like papers?
Yeah, the papers. When we were in actual classrooms, so when I was in third year, we would go to the hospitals, I think, siguro twice a month. I'm not sure. Basta we would go to the hospitals. Tapos doon namin kukunin yung case namin depending on which ward we're assigned to. So, kuha lang our job in the wards is basically just to get patient history and physical examination. And then, you make the report. Depende sa consultant if gusto niya ng written. Tapos, on the day of your preceptorial, you present it.
Mm.
So, that was it. Pero when online classes happened, dumagdag yung stress kasi kami yung gumagawa ng case.
Same! So
we make the clinical scenario from scratch. Pati yung PE. And, you know, profs would say na it would actually be easier for you kasi like you can dictate what happens to them. But no, it's not easy. It's a lot harder. No. Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys do that too. Yeah. Okay, I thought, because what they do for us, surge class, they would only give, like, the chief complaint. Tapos, onting HPI. Tapos kami na bahala to fill up the rest. Parang fill in the blanks, gawa kayo ng sarili niyong kwento. And, yeah, at first we thought it was easy. But no, it's actually harder, no?
Super hard. I think dagdag stress yun. Or like it feels like it's extra work.
Yeah.
Because at least if you go to the ward, you just have to ask the questions, elicit the signs. Pero now you have to think, ano ba dapat yung press, you know.
Do we move on to our, ano ba, next rant?
The next one. Okay, since you mentioned walang oras to breathe. I got the response from my the thing that I storied a few months back on our Instagram, like, please talk about managing breakdowns. Okay, here's the thing. So I have this friend, and just a short cuento, I have this friend who is like all into horoscopes and the astrology and shit like that, and she's the one who got me to, like, for lack of a better term, subscribe to it, because I used to laugh at astrology shit before. But when I found the accuracy, and okay, this reading, and I quote. Okay, wait, before I quote. This reading, she just sent this to me a few days ago. Parang she got this from, what they call it? Not a psychic. Was it your reader?
Yeah.
So she was doing like a reading for the month of September, and I'm a Libra. So this is, yeah. So ito, the direct quote: "What you are actually focusing on is having a facade that you are okay when you are not, sort of in denial. Parang you're trying to keep yourself composed as much as possible. You settle on things because you don't want to make things worse. That's why you are on hermit mode, where you just deal with things yourself." You, as my friend, do you think I embody
that? Yeah, dude, that's so accurate. That is so accurate.
So yeah, so lately, there's no lie. Clerkship has been too intense. Like, the schedule is so packed. Like, isipin mo na lang pag yung times na wala kang kinagawa, iisipin mo, no, dapat may ginagawa ako ngayon. So, lately, I haven't been the best, say, emotionally, mentally, I don't know. So, I haven't been dealing with my emotions. And, like, the way I deal with them is that I give myself something to do. So, that's how I have sort of been managing my breakdowns for the longest time, I think. No, yun lang ako naging self-aware about it. Because usually, when I feel something so strongly, iyak ako, yes. But then after a while, I'm not the type of person na, hindi, may gagawin ako. So, stop crying and then work. I'm not that type of person. It's more of, I don't want to face this emotion. So, I'm just going to work. You know, there's a difference. So, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, it helps with productivity. That's why people so often describe me as masipag.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is that I'm just masking my emotions.
Because
I don't want to deal with my sadness.
So why don't you want to deal with your sadness?
See, answering that question would be dealing with it, so I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. Well, ako kasi, I really don't believe in, you know, horoscope shit. But then this one's pretty accurate on Ara, huh? But then, okay, at the same time, it's such a general thing kasi. Like, it could apply to so many people also and not just you. Right. Sorry, sobrang hater ko ba nung...
No, naman, like before, I used to be the biggest hater of astrology things. But then, this friend of mine has been sending me so much about it. Like,
she has influenced you.
Whenever I feel something so strongly, I start off with the words, as a Libra.
As a Libra. Ako naman, as a Pisces. So may nabasa ka bang as a Pisces?
I'll let you know.
Ano pong prediction for this September? Magkakajowa na ba? Joke lang. Anyway, going back. So does that mean you don't really manage your... No. Does that mean you don't really have a breakdown because you don't face the breakdown?
No, I break down naman. Like, I cry. But then, after a while, when I feel na it's already, like, it can only go downhill from here. Okay, let's just find something to do. So that's how I manage it, by giving myself more work to do. So in a sense, it's kind of counterproductive. I mean, like, productive ultimately, but counterproductive in terms of confronting how I feel.
Okay, so parang mini breakdown lang. And then you do something productive afterwards.
Does that we can talk about this more like in another episode.
Okay. Ako ba nag-breakdown ba ako recently? Probably, kasi kaka-exams lang eh. Pero ayoko mag-share ng breakdown ko. Mag-share na lang ako ng breakdown ng classmate ko. Sorry, classmate. I'm not gonna name you na lang. But, you know, if ever you happen to be listening to this, alam mo nang ikaw yan. Anyway, so, balik tayo sa exams namin. With the whole Zoom monitor thing. It's sad because people who live in the province, you can't expect them to have good internet connection. So, even before we started, okay, because my batch, we only started having Zoom monitored exams for this year. But when we were in second year, second sem, when we were having our online exams, hindi pa siya Zoom monitored eh. And imagine, there were already people experiencing internet problems with just Canvas on its own. Wala pang Zoom yon. So imagine, two programs taking up, you know, your internet data running at the same time. Tapos, nasa probinsya ka. Tapos, pangit yung internet connection mo. So ano na, GG.
Yeah.
So, okay. This classmate of mine has been complaining since the start of quarantine pa lang na she really has bad internet because, I mean, she's in the province and I think she only relies on like a mobile data or something. So I saw her story. Oh my God, it was intense. I saw her story. Like, she was in the car. Okay, she was in the back seat. Her mom was driving. And then yung setup was yung pocket wifi was on her left hand, and then alam mo yung pag naghahanap ka ng signal, like nakataas lang yung kamay niya, and then her mom was driving just to get to the other town for a better signal, and then yung laptop niya was just on her lap, as in nasa car sila, it was like moving car just trying to get signal, girl. And then I could see like her screen, it was just trying to load Canvas and parang siguro ilang like Instagram stories like 15 seconds about. Just in that whole 15 seconds, walang ganap sa screen niya. And according to the caption, it's been like 10 minutes since the exam started and she hasn't answered anything. Though it is so sad because you can really see her struggle with it, like, you know, her mom driving, and you know she really has proof that it's, yeah, you know, it's really a problem, the internet connectivity. And imagine having to run Zoom also at the same time, like, how? Yeah. And then after that, or yeah, she posted another story na how she was having breakdowns, but it's not because of the exam per se, but it's because of, you know, just trying to take the exam and how it gives her just so much anxiety. Oh, it's so sad. Like, I wonder talaga how she manages those breakdowns. You know, it's such a high stress situation with your grades on the line and it's not even your fault.
And it's kind of paano ba? Isipin mo, like, it will really humble you in a sense. Tayo, I'm not saying like our problems with like connectivity or like being at home isn't like they're not valid, but other people have it much worse.
Right.
And I hate it whenever I hear like admin saying na, edi if hindi nyo kaya, wag na kayong mag-enroll. Like, you know, like some people cannot afford to stop their education. Kasi may hinahabol sila, may kailangan silang, may timeline sila na ito lang yung allowed nila na oras to take up medicine. Like, that's not the solution. I am angered by this.
And you know what other profs would say na, oh, and if you don't have good connectivity, then get good Wi-Fi. And I'm just like, wow, I didn't thought to think of that before. I'm like, oh my god, yung sobrang common sense yung solution nila, like, why didn't I think of that before? Because duh, there's no, they can't get good Wi-Fi in the first place. Like, why would you suggest?
And they always point out, like, okay, this really is a rant episode. They always point out na you have to adapt to change times. No, like, no.
And it's so funny because even the profs themselves experience the, you know, connectivity problems.
Yeah.
Parang, you know, even they themselves are affected. And how they keep reassuring na, no student left behind. Like, huh? You, okay,
the
sorry.
The mere fact na, ay, sorry, go.
No, sige, ikaw muna.
No. I'm just saying the mere fact that some students didn't even enroll for the sim. That's already a student being left behind.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, ito. As in, ito naaawa talaga ako because I experience it like firsthand. I see it in from other people. Anyway, kapag case discussions, you know how, kapag case discussions, you really need to have good internet to keep up with the discussion.
Yeah.
So, you know, once a question is presented, tapos pag nawala yung connection mo, and then you know you had something to say, paano ka makaka participate? Kasi I've seen it happen like so many times to my classmates na yun nga may case discussion kami. Tapos you know, bigla silang nawawala. As in, nawawala lang sila for like a long time, and it's because they can't connect to the internet. Tapos by the end of the session, wala silang nasabi. No, it's so sad. Like, they weren't able to participate to the discussion because they can't. The internet connection didn't permit them to. And, you know, let's say even if nakabalik ka man sa session, parang it's hard to keep up. Like, you don't know kung ano na yung nasabi. You don't know what was already discussed. You don't know what part you are already in the discussion. So parang, it's just so hard. I feel bad for them.
I remember pa nga nung orientation for clerkship, like, one of the admins, they said na, oh, like, come here, I have, like, 3 internet connections just in case the first one acts up. I have a backup, and then I have a backup to the backup. And I'm just like, there is no point in, or rather, it doesn't help anyone that you're pointing it out because you're only making the students feel that you're not really that proactive, you know, by That's saying true. That, by, it's not annoying. It's not just to inform you. It's more of like,
in your face.
Yeah, bragging na, at kami nga ganito, like, kailangan kayo rin. No, yeah. Like, not a lot of people, I think they're having, sorry, this is just really frustrating kasi, like, from a student's perspective, I hate that we can't make the higher ups comprehend that students are not in their place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, alam mo yun, may classmates ako, hindi naman matter of connectivity. Them being at home, parang people at home, even though they know na they're taking online classes, they assume that they can just come in anytime and, you know, task this person anything. Like, punta ka dito, punta ka dyan, run errands. I have a classmate who, like, does his classes on his phone just because he has to constantly go around. Kasi nauutusan siya sa bahay. You know, it's...
You know, in a perfect world, pag nagsasuggest yung mga profs na, oh, do this, do that, in a perfect world, sila yung magpro-provide. Yung school yung magpro-provide ng Wi-Fi or like, basta whatever, mag-subsidize the... Perfect. I don't know. Anyway, but like, okay, what my class did was we have like an ayuda. So I think yung class funds namin was donated to people who are only using data so that, you know, they wouldn't have to rely. Like, it's a class effort, like a collective effort to help them with their, you know, internet. And I wish the school would do that kasi wala naman kayong ambag. Yeah.
Kahit man lang initiative for those efforts, hindi mo pa rin kasi makita. And that's what's so frustrating because when you get to class, parang, yun nga, parang ikaw pa yung may kasalanan na hindi ka makakonect,
na
you missed some items in the quiz. Like,
I heard so from, I'm not gonna name the school, but I think there's this certain med school who provided like PDF files in like a USB and like sent them out to the students who have a hard time connecting just so, you know, they already have the files in their USB and they don't have to access the online learning platform anymore. And I wish, you know, all of the schools did that to those who are having a hard time.
And, you know, not to discount naman yung effort nga ng profs or like ng consultants who handle the sessions. Kasi like I said earlier, like I actually commend them for, you know, making necessary adjustments to cater to us students. But it's a, I don't know, it's a bigger, feeling ko hindi naman kasi nila control how they conduct the sessions or like, you get what I mean? It's really an admin thing. I'm not just saying that it's in my school. I'm seeing it in a lot of other schools and not just in med. It's really an admin thing.
So I let's think. Attack the admin.
You know, people are adapting. People are learning how to operate during this time that you're restricted. But then at the same time, it's like how much of the restrictions, how much more can you tolerate? Wala, it's so exhausting. Napapagod ako just having this conversation. But just to move on to the last item, which is, do you ever feel like you're missing out on life because of med?
For me, is a no. I don't feel like I'm missing out on life. As in med, like in general, even considering back when we still had face-to-face classes. Yeah okay. Ako, no, because like I always say, I'm a med student. Like, I am a med student, but I have so many extracurriculars, which sometimes, well, most of the time, don't really do me good anymore. So It's really a matter of priority. Because, you know, if your priority is med school talaga, then sure. I mean, if you want to be a stellar student and graduate with honors, then your time really should be focused on med school alone. And it's true, you will be missing out on life. Whereas for me kasi, it's so sad hearing this coming from myself, but ayoko na maging stellar student. I just want to be an average student. Like, masaya na ako if I get that MD. Like, I don't need to graduate with honors because ako kasi, I have so many other dreams in life also that I want to pursue. It's not just medicine. So, like, I have my artista dreams on the side. So, if you guys didn't know, like, I low-key kind of want to be... Actually, not naman showbiz levels, but I kind of really want to be...
Hello, ano? Sasabihin mo, not naman low-key.
Anyway, I want to have a couple of TVCs. Oh, okay. If you don't know what TVCs are, it's television commercials. So I kind of want to be not successful, but yeah, I want to have a couple of projects kasi that.
Right.
And you know, I've always been a frustrated like performer or whatever, and you know, it's just other interests that I want to pursue also. And because I want to earn money also kasi while I'm in med school. That's why very divided talaga yung attention ko and priorities. Which is bad if, you know, you're a stellar student. Unless stellar ka talaga and you don't have to study, then, you know, you can do that without sacrificing one. Pero... admittedly, since divided yung priorities ko, then syempre, laging may nasa-sacrifice. So, laging nasa-sacrifice yung akads ko. Pero, you know,
getting by.
I am getting by. And like what I said, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with just having my MD and not, you know, graduating with honors. Because my mindset is, what really matters is doctor-patient relationship. So, dun ka na lang siya babawiin. I'll still be a good doctor by being great with my patients, diba? Anyway, so that's just me. Like, I feel like I'm not missing out on life because ang dami ko parang nagagawa while in med school. And as I've mentioned in the previous episode also, I still get to travel, quote and unquote, somehow. So, yeah. How about you?
I'm torn about this, actually. Because I like where I am. I like med school. I like the toxicity of it. I like the environment. I have no regrets with it. And, you know, it feels kind of cocky saying that, pero it really is the truth. Like, I like being busy. I like being stressed. Kasi nga, nagtatago ako ng emosyon. But the thing, though, is, like, when I go to my social media, I treat it most of the time as the things I see. I treat it as toxic positivity. And that's not to like belittle or discount yung happiness naman ng friends ko. Because I am happy for them. Like I'm glad that they're, you know, out there making a name for themselves and doing different things, doing like I remember if they tell me or rather, if they told me something that they've always wanted to do, like back in college or in high school, and now they're actually doing it, like it makes me super happy for them and really proud that they're actually doing it na. Pero the thing though is, like as a med student, you're not restricted naman as long as you keep your priorities in check.
Mm.
Like alam mo kung ano yung masasacrifice you. As long as you know the repercussions of the things that you're engaged in, then you're good to go. Pero for me kasi, I feel like I don't allow myself that freedom that you allow yourself.
Mm.
So, I guess, in a way, ako rin yung nag-restrict sa sarili ko from feeling those things. And like, you know, when I go on my social, like, say for instance on Instagram, I see batchmates of mine na kinakasal na, or like, may sariling bahay na. And you know, it makes you think. It just really makes you think, like, parang kaya ko ba to? Kasi diba, when you graduate, you still have to do PGI, you still have to take the boards, you still have to pass the boards. Mm. It's still a long journey. So it makes you think, how long am I still gonna be dependent on my parents' money? How long am I still, you know? Yeah, I'm just torn about this because in general, I don't think like I'm missing out on anything, because I think na to each his own naman. Mm. Kanya-kanyang time lang tayo. Maybe their time now and I'll get my time later, or something like that. I think that's why most med students are sometimes feeling bad about themselves, or like they feel a certain disconnect. Kasi yun nga, parang you tend to put yourself inside a box. Na hindi, like, med should be the only focus I have right now. So, allowing myself to do other things apart from med, it's like, for lack of a better term, sinful.
It's just really a matter of prioritizing lang talaga and knowing what you really want. But if you allowed yourself to have more freedom, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd travel more. I'd learn how to dive. I've always wanted to dive.
So you do that, like, let's say if my long weekend, like, you'll take like a bus trip too.
I wish I could, but alam mo yun, alam ko kasi sa sarili ko na I'm not as carefree as you are, I guess.
No, kaya nga, if you allowed yourself to have more freedom,
would I do it?
Yeah,
I would. You know, that was my initial plan. Like, I wanted to go to, I'm not sure if like we have listeners from CIM, Cebu Institute of Med, but that's where I wanted to go to med in the first place. And I remember having this plan inside my head as a person who is very detached from reality of med. Every weekend, I wanted to be in Cebu because every weekend I wanted to go to the beach to de-stress and all that. But of course, like, we both know that's not the deal. Even if I studied there, that wouldn't be the case. Wow. Just confronting this now makes me think. Am I really just, like, restricting myself from experiencing that freedom, or am I really close to it?
But, like, I think you're pretty content naman with what you have. So, I mean, you're okay.
Hindi ka sure.
Oh, hindi natin alam.
As a Libra.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. Maybe this is a good stopping point for tonight. Please do follow us on our Instagram. It's at MedcastBH. If you have any concerns, admin. If you have any,
kami na yung admin.
If you have anything you want to share with us from this episode,
we'll take the blame.
Episodes, yeah. Just let us know. Hit us up on our Instagram, and keep on listening to us. If you have any suggestions, then tell us.
And if you want a guest in our podcast, yeah, please let us know. It'll
be fun.
You don't
need to be anybody. We accept anybody. Anyway, this has been Ara.
And Karen.
And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.